The First Lady was quietly sobbing, holding tight to her husband's hand. The president stared downward.
"I guess this is the end of my presidency. My chief of staff? Involved in..."
"Fritz, will you sign a confession?" he asked. Fritz looked at him, appearing not to have understood the question. He shrugged. Lynn knocked once, then walked in. She was wearing her first daughter t-shirt.
"Tell her to go back upstairs," Fritz said intensely.
His eyes seemed especially naked without the spectacles that always covered them.
"Don't let her in."
Lynn glanced around the Oval Office and walked over to the couch.
"What's going on?"
She sat down between her parents.
"Actually, I think I know."
"Lynn," said the president quietly, "we are talking about Blaine, about who killed him. Fritz has admitted he arranged the automobile accident you had Saturday night. Also," the president stiffened and spoke crisply, "also, Fritz has admitted he killed a woman named Martha Kingsley. He did it late this afternoon."
"Fritz!"
Lynn was up from the couch.
"My God! Who is Martha Kingsley? Why did you have to... What's that to do with Blaine? Why somebody else?"
Fritz's face was a mask of anguish.
"Lynn," the president stood to face his daughter. "What are you saying? What do you know? You said somebody else. Did you know that Fritz killed Blaine?"
"He's right, Lynn,"
Fritz said quickly and nodded urgently at her.
"Don't say anything more. It's true, I killed Blaine for good reason."
Lynn shook her head, spoke with a weird calm.
"No, I killed Blaine. I had to do it, and I did."
She looked from her mother to the president.
"I killed him,"
she whispered and repeated.
"I killed him."
The president held his daughter in his arms, an island of humanity, abruptly cut off from all trapping of office, from all others except themselves.